Admat Kimous, Ramanu Viaou, Abdeljalil Bachar Bong, and on the English channel we have Barak Otieno, Sarah Kidden, Shono Jedeji. We have apologies from Daniel Nambaka, Luan Changé, Heidi Horish, and from staff we have Sylvia Vivanco, Pierre Dangenou, Yovi Atenou, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Our interpreters today are Claire and Isabel, and I would like to please remind you to give your name anytime that you take the floor for the transcription, as well as for the interpreters to be able to identify you on the other channel. As he's speaking, thank you, Gisela. Hello, everyone. I hope you can all hear me. I am delighted that we are together again for this March monthly call. Today is March 1st. And I am very glad to be here with you. So I will start first with open public comment. I think there are six of them that are important to start with. We have the contribution of your community on the draft report, the GNSO draft report on the IGO-INGO access to curative rights protection mechanisms policy development process. Secondly, the reference Japanese label generation rules, LGR. The goal is that after ICANN has elaborated responses for LGR, we hope that we can analyze them through a mechanism called LGR, label generation rules, in order to facilitate the tests, the PDT test, as well as the evaluation process for registry services. Third point, the proposed changes for different extensions for the registry of countries and territories names, there are several. Fourth point, and I believe that is a very significant point that we are currently discussing. It was actually added to our agenda today, and it has to do with the at-large review. I'm not quite sure what we call it in French, but anyway, in English, it's at-large review. As you know, there was an email sent by Tijani by staff as far as that review is concerned. So it was published for public comment, and the goal of the publication is to request comments from the community, and more specifically from ALSs throughout the world. The idea is that they might be able to comment on the report done by the ITEM International Consulting Firm. The proposals that they made would completely modify the way that ALAC works currently, and it is important that we comment on the draft report. It is important that all ALSs are involved as much as possible. It is really important that we continue to discuss that point. In fact, we will have some time today to discuss it. I will give the floor to Tijani, who has done a lot of work already on this. Sean will also be involved in the discussion. And what we have also decided is that the topic of the joint meeting that we have between AFRALO and African would also be that draft report. We need to gather the opinion of the African community on that topic. Next one, recommendations to improve ICANN's transparency. As you know, there was quite a bit of work that was done over the past 2 years as far as the transitions of the INF function. And what we are still working on is transparency and accountability of ICANN. So what we need to do is comment by April 10th on the project, on the recommendations that were developed by the cross-community working group on the way that accountability works and the way that transparency works within ICANN. So this is basically the second phase, work stream 2, for the final report. Last point, the cross-community working group on use of names and countries and territories as top-level domains. That work was done by a working group put together by the CCNSO. And so again, comments are needed by the community on that report. So those are the different points that we had to mention as far as public comments. I will now stop on this topic and we'll move on to a comment, to any comments that you might have. I do not see any raised hands. Nobody is taking the floor on the phone. So if that's okay, we will move to the next point. The next point is reports. So first of all, recent and upcoming activities of ALAC. I will now give the floor to either Sean, Wafa, or Tijani, if they are present. So who would like to take the floor? I am not sure whether we have Wafa or not with us. She does not seem to be here. So, Sean, would you like to go ahead and speak to that topic? Are you with us? Gisela au micro. Gisela speaking. Sean does not seem to be here. So, Tijan is here. So we will let him address that point. Tijan is speaking. Thank you very much, Aziz. First of all, I would like to inform you that Sean sent his apologies. He mentioned that he would not be able to be connected because it is 2 in the morning where he is. He's not home, actually. So let's move to the ALAC activities. So ALAC is really focusing on the at-large review at this point. It is a very important topic for the community. Because, as you know, all of the constituents, all of the constituencies go through this type of review. This is something that happens throughout ICANN. And for this review, it was actually subcontracted to ITEM, a consulting firm. And this consulting firm is independent. It is not necessarily connected to at-large in any shape or form. And so they have, I think, preconceived notion about our group. And I think that their first draft, their draft report, actually really surprised the entire community. It was a great surprise for us. We sent our comments on this first draft, and they acknowledged that they had received them. They said that they would correct things, fix things based on what we had said, but they didn't. They really maintained their position. So at this point, the draft report is out for public comment. And so it was asked of us as a community to make comments on the report within the public comment process. So the idea is that the comments should come from the baseline, rather from you, from the ALSs. The idea is also to discuss the report in Copenhagen. So what exactly is the issue? Well, basically, there is quite a bit of negative comments on what At Large is doing. Basically, what they are saying is that At Large is a club, a bunch of people who are basically taking turns . Those people do not do the necessary work to make sure that policy development is done by others, by the largest amount of people. What they are saying is that people are doing it for their own interest, yet it is not the case. I think that the principal goal of At Large is to give advice to the board on different policies. The remit of At Large is not just to handle different policies, but also to handle anything that concerns the interests of end users. The issue is that item sees that if you do not do policy development, if you do not work on policy development, or if you do not do advice on policy development, then you are not actually doing your job. So what do they recommend? They The interpreter apologizes. I'm having a hard time understanding Tijani. His sound is very bad. Just a minute, please. I'm sorry. So what the proposed is to modify the structure of At Large. For them, ALSs are not adequate. What they would like to propose is ALMs, so members of At Large. They would like to give the preference to individual members. Now, if someone wants to be a member, he or she can be a member. So the changes that they are proposing is that this change that they propose is a reform that they are offering, but that was not really what was asked of them. They looked at it as a reform of At Large. And so their proposal is quite radical. The issue is that they interviewed people who really criticize the current system of At Large. They took that criticism and ran with it and said that we should build a new model. The model that they propose is the empowered membership model. Now, okay, the interpreter apologizes. We're having technical difficulties right now. So Aziz and Gitara are trying to fix the issue with him. Thank you for your patience. as he's speaking. If you can just summarize quickly, Tijani, because we will go get back to this point. So, Tijani speaking. So what I wanted to say is that their report is basically... Basically, I don't know how they called it, but it's not necessarily a review, it's a reform of at-large. And it really touches on everything within at-large. And so what they are saying is that it's not necessary to have somebody in each region. They would like to see individual membership, individual who are members of at-large. So it's a totally different structure. Basically, there would be no obligation of that individual because they are not legally obliged. So anyway, what I would like for all of you to do is to read the report or at least the recommendations and that you react to them. As we said, we will have a joint Afro-African meeting at Copenhagen and we will address the topic. The idea is that we will try to find a common position to respond to their report, and so I would really urge you to make your comments. I sent you a very clear and detailed message with ideas of how you can contribute individually. You can send a message to Ellen. As is speaking, I think that we have lost Tijani, but we will actually come back to this question. As he's speaking, can you hear me, Tijani? So as he's speaking, there seems to be an issue with Tijani's audio. Tijani, you need to make sure that you wear your headset so you hear us when we actually stop you. And at this point, Gisela's speaking. She is checking Aziz's audio. Kisela speaking. It seems that there is an issue of communication between Aziz and Tijani. There seems to be a connection issue between those two lines. So we will just clarify what Tijani was saying. So let's do a test. Tijani, go ahead. So, as he's speaking, it seems that I can be heard now. My question is whether the participants need more information on what Tijani just said on the report, but as far as I'm concerned, I would like to confirm what Tijani said. I agree that the person that were interviewed, I was part of the persons who were interviewed, and I can guarantee you that they didn't really look at the bottom line, at all of the work that ALAC does, at all of the statements that we make. They didn't really look at all of this. All of the work that we do for end users. I don't think that they actually went and read all of the documents that we published. I think that they listened to people. I was one of the people who were interviewed. I think that they listened to the negative comments and not so much the positive work that was done. I personally was involved in the teleconference call that was done by ITEMS. I saw the proposals that they have, and I can tell you that that scared me. I was one of the people who started with ALAC, I was there at the creation of ALAC, and so as you know, we represent the community, we represent different ALSs, and whoever is present within the ALAC does need to be legitimate, and that legitimacy needs to come from whoever the ALSs represent. There is an issue of representation here. So now I will give the floor to Michelle, since that you have a comment to make. Michelle, you have the floor. Michelle, are you on English? Michelle, is your mic muted? Hello? Still nothing? I cannot hear you. Michelle, can you unmute yourself? Thank you very much, Aziz. Michelle speaking. I told you that yesterday I've been following the conference call with ITEM, and I had the feeling that I hadn't understood very well what their function was originally. So I'm happy to hear that Tijani also is thinking the same. I think they haven't done the work they had to do. They didn't respect their remit. Their remit was to analyze the functioning of ALAC and to do some proposals. So now I realize that, as is, you were saying, that they didn't really understand the way ALAC is functioning, the text, the rules of ALAC, and the different railos also. I think if they had understood, their behavior should be different. So I agree with the different declarations, with the different statements saying that we have to change something, we have to react to these documents. I think we have to work on that, and we need to give a RELO opinion, a RELO statement. Thank you. All right, Aziz speaking. Thank you very much, Michelle. Yes, you're right. We are not going to create a working group. We are going to discuss on that during the Afro-African meeting to draft a common statement of all the African community. Tijani, you are asking for the floor. Tijani, you have the floor. Tijani speaking. Just a minute, Tijani. I'd like everybody to ask questions. So first, I'm going to give the floor to Abdeljalil Bacha, and then, Tijani, you will answer all the questions. Abdeljalil, you have the floor. Good evening, everybody. Abdeljalil speaking. Thank you very much, Aziz, Tijani, and everyone. As Tijani just said, Abdeljalil is gone. Apparently, I can't hear. Okay, Abdeljalil is speaking. Okay, as Tijani said, they sent us the link, and we are going to analyze this document so we can give
our input. So we are going to ask our members to read the statement of item, and so they will be able to give their opinion. I can't hear Abdel Jalil anymore. Tijani speaking. Gisela speaking. Tijani, we have a problem with the Abdel Jalil line, so apparently it dropped. Tijani, your hand is up. Do you want to take the floor? Is there somebody there? Tijani speaking. Aziz. Abdel Jalil speaking. No, Michelle speaking. I'm sorry. It was not Abdel Jalil. It was Michelle. Tijani speaking. Aziz, are you still there? Yes, Aziz speaking. I was saying that I think that Abdel Jalil reached the end of his question. So now we are going to give the floor to Tijani. But first, I'd like to ask you if anyone has another question to Tijani. I see that there is Beran, Barak, Pierre Tanginou. Thank you all to be there. Do you have any questions? Okay, Tijani, you have the floor. Thank you very much, Aziz. Tijani speaking. Do you hear me first? Yes? Aziz, can you hear me? Okay. Thank you. Okay, I was saying that the proposal Michelle made is valid, but we are going to meet during the ICANN meeting to analyze the at-large review. We are going to create an action group which will read and propose ideas to draft a statement that we will read during the Copenhagen meeting for amendment, approval, to send it to the board, etc. So instead of creating a working group, we are going to create a draft group that will study the statement of item and give ideas to answer this statement. Thank you. Aziz speaking. Thank you, Tijani. Normally, it won't be enough. So I'm going to ask those who are here today, I'm going to send you the link, and we are going to work by email also. But I will ask you to send your comments on the public comment website. It is very important. We don't have to wait for the Afro-African meeting. We need to comment on the report. So you read the report and you go to the link I'm sending on the chat, and please send your comments. That will be parallelly in parallel of what we are preparing for the Afro-African meeting that we are preparing. No? So are there any other questions? Tijani is asking for the floor. Tijani speaking. Well, I was just answering the question of Michelle, but have sent an email in which I have explained how you can contribute, Alan has already prepared a response, how you can add things on this page. There is a page with a table called Afralo. In that page, you can put your name and put a comment on any subject or any recommendation. So I was saying that for the global position of Afralo of Africa and for each ALS, please, you can contribute and comment on the report, on ALAC report and on Alan report. Okay, as he's speaking. Thank you. It was what I wanted to say. Tijani already sent an email some days ago and it told us that there is a PDF that has been posted. We have already sent you the link on the chat. You have to read this document and each ALS has to give its opinion. It's very important. We need to work on that. The other railos have made that because the other railo are not satisfied neither. They are not satisfied about this review. And we have heard more critics than the analysis of what ALAC is doing. Those who were with us in this teleconference call, as Pierre, for example, who is one of the founders of ALAC. Pierre, can I give you the floor so you can tell us your opinion on this review? Tijani speaking. Aziz, can I have the floor? Yes, Tijani, go ahead. Aziz, Tijani speaking. Aziz, the problem is not the critics they made, because we have done critics also, but they have also made criticisms on that, but the problem is that they have proposed solutions that are not the good solutions for at large. We need to have to be present in every region. Thank you. Aziz speaking. Thank you very much. So if Pierre is with us, Pierre, you can take the floor. The deadline to make a comment is on the 11th of March. So now we are going to move to the next item, that is the ALS report. Do you have a recent activity from your ALS? No? Okay, we are going to move to the next item. The next item is the subgroup of Workstream 2, CCWG accountability. We have 2 minutes. Tijani, you have the floor. Thank you very much, Aziz. I think it was a very important subject. It was the selection. You forgot to speak about the board member selection, Aziz. So if you allow me, I'm going to speak about that. Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. I have forgotten this item for the board member selection. Tijani, you have the floor. Okay. It was a process which began a committee who studied the candidates. There were only two candidates, Alan Greenberg and Leon Sanchez. And afterward, we moved to the second part, that is to say, the election. There was only one round because we had only two candidates, and Leon Sanchez has been elected, and he's our board member selected by at large. Some AFRALO members are member of this committee, and they participate to these elections. And we are going to meet after Copenhagen and give our recommendation, because there are things on which people don't participate, and we need your participation. Thank you very much. Thank you, Tijani. As is speaking, I'd like to congratulate Tijani in name of AFRALO, because Tijani has been taking care of this election. He was the chair of the election committee, of the selection committee, so it was a lot of work for him, and it was very well done. So I've also sent my congratulations to Leon Sanchez. Pierre is asking for the floor. Pierre, you have the floor. We have two questions for you. First, we have talked about the problem of the review made by ITEM. They want to change the meaning of at large, and I wanted you to speak as a founder member of ALAC. Pierre, you have the floor. Pierre, we can't hear you. Okay, we can't hear you, Pierre, so Gisela speaking, as is, I'm sorry. Pierre is on Adobe Connect only, and we can't hear him. Okay, as is speaking. We are going to, please, can you call him on the phone so we can hear him? Is he on the English or on the French channel? Okay, Pierre, we can't hear you. When your connection is working, please take the floor. We are going to move to the next item. Tijani, you have the floor. We are going to speak about accountability, CCWG accountability. Tijani, you have the floor. Tijani is right. Tijani is speaking. Okay, you're right. Aziz, we can leave this item for later. And we are going to move to the next item, Cross-Community Regional Outreach Pilot Program, the CROP. Are there any new requests? We had two requests that were validated. We just need the validation of the icon head. So there are two requests of Michel Chonang and one request of Janvier. Please, we are waiting for your validation for them to get ready to participate to the African Summit, the African Summit that will take place in May or April. And now we are going to move to the next item, community additional budget request for fiscal year 18. Tijani, what do you think? Oh, Tijani speaking. Well, it is the same as what I said last month. There are no change, so we can move to the item number 5, items for discussion. We are almost, we are reaching the date of the Copenhagen meeting, and I just have finished the agenda of the African meeting, joint meeting in Copenhagen. We have thought about an intervention of the ICANN president and the ICANN vice president, and also I also like to ask for volunteers, because Tijani is working on the draft of the statement that we are going to adopt and validate or modify during the meeting of Copenhagen. So if you please could read the item report so we can give our opinion or make a comment, and that will be the African voice about this report. Tijani, you have the floor. Thank you very much, Aziz. First, I'd like to say that for this issue, I haven't received any suggestion after what Sarah, the call made by Sarah. We have asked the African members of ALAC, and we have asked the Vice President and the Secretary of ALAC to make a proposal. There was a proposal about ICANN and about the at-large review. After discussion, these five persons agreed that it was better to have the at-large review as subject for discussion. So it was agreed, and we decided to present this topic. And now I'd like to create a small group for the drafting. I can do the first draft, but I need people to help me. And what I also like is that we make a proposal that will be the AFRALO proposal. So we need a small group of five persons to work with me. Aziz, you have the floor. Thank you, Tijani. Aziz speaking. Who wants? We have already Sean for this group, because Sean is automatically a member of this committee. who wants to join this small group, please, if you want to join this group, you can put up the hand or to participate to this group. Tijan is going to make the first draft. Who wants to work with Shan and Tijani? Tijani is speaking. Tijani is speaking. Sarah, yes. Tijani, Sarah. Sarah is asking for the floor. Ramanu, yes, is also wanting to join the group. And Sarah. So, I'm going to take note. The draft committee will be with Ramanu Nyao, Sarah, Shan, and Tijani. Thank you. And now we are going to move to the next item for the AfroLaw General Assembly for Johannesburg. Sarah is going to coordinate the work of this committee. Sarah, you have the floor. Where are we speaking about the General Assembly and the preparation of this General Assembly for Johannesburg? Sarah, you have the floor.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes. Go ahead, Sarah.
So we had a meeting on 17th February 2017 about the General Assembly. The meeting was very informative and it was really helpful. From the meeting, we formed subcommittees to work on different aspects of the General Assembly. We have a subcommittee that will work on the General Assembly agenda. And the things that we discuss about the proposed things were revision of the AfroLaw rules of procedure. Many people believe that we should start accepting individual membership. So that's one of the things that will be discussed. And then some other outreach activities that we have not done so much. We had agreed that each subcommittee will do their work and get back to us in 2 weeks, so it's not yet 2 weeks from the time we had the other meeting. So in maybe 2 days, we'll have feedback from all the subcommittees and we'll be able to proceed with our plan. That's it for now. Thank you.
As is speaking, thank you very much, Sarah. Please, if you need the agenda of London or Dakar to work on it and to help you in your work, we can send it to you. Thank you very much, Sarah. And now we are going to move to the last item. But before, I'd like to ask the staff, Gisela, because Gisela is going to work with us for the Johannesburg meeting. So we are going to ask the staff for a meeting during the ICANN meeting in Copenhagen to work on this issue so we can speak about the logistics details, the way to organize the capacity building and all the preparation for the ALSs, the joint meeting, the showcase, and eventually all the logistic part, the booklets about Afralo in different languages, bracelets, personal cards, etc. Our committee need to think about that, and I'm going to ask a meeting of an hour with the staff during the Copenhagen meeting with the Afralo members and the staff to prepare this Johannesburg meeting. Thank you very much, Sarah. Last item about ILS's request, and I'm going to go to give the floor to Sarah.
Hello, can you hear me? This is Sarah for the record.
Go ahead, maybe a little louder, Sarah, please.
Okay, so we have one ALS application from ICT Association of Malawi. We got regional advice from Pierre, and it was positive. We'd also like to give positive advice for the application. We know one of the members, you know, Bram Fuzulani. He was an ICANN fellow, and when he attends ICANN meetings, he comes for our at-large meeting. So, yes, we are going to say yes for that application. Thank you.
As he's speaking, thank you, Sarah. I wanted to add that there is an NCUC member, NCSG member, and I think that we talked about that problem before. We mentioned that it was an issue, but we did accept the vote. And so do we all agree with the positive advice that Sarah wants to send for this ALS application? And so it's about the ICT Association of Malawi. Does everybody agree? I do not see anyone raising their hand or saying that they are opposed, so it does seem that Tijani is okay with it. So we will go ahead and mark that as an action item. And we will go ahead and send to the Secretary of Afralo a positive advice. So here we are. So for once, we are actually on time. Now, are there other items that people would like to raise? I know that Pierre wanted to speak earlier. Can you hear us, Pierre? Would you like to speak now? Okay, I don't hear him. Is there someone else who would like to add something for any other business? Anyone? Okay, very good. Thank you very much. Thank you, Claire and Isabel, for the interpreting. Thank you, Gisela, for putting this together. Thank you for all the help and support. We are very grateful. I am glad that we didn't go over the time that we had. So I will just say goodbye, and I look forward to seeing you in Copenhagen. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
Gisela,
thank you.
The meeting is now adjourned. Thank you for your participation. We look forward to our next call with Afralo. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
to pronounce it.